Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 30th, 2019. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. TechCrunch reported on Facebook's Project Atlas, a program that since 2016 paid users aged 13 to 35 to install a Facebook Research VPN app. The app was installed via a beta testing service and gave Facebook root access to decrypted network traffic. Users were paid $20 per month plus referral fees. Outside of analyzing network usage, Facebook also asked participants for system screenshots, including Amazon order histories. Since publication, Facebook stated it shut down the program on iOS, but Facebook Research is still available on Android. Alphabet's Jigsaw Tech Incubator announced that its DDoS protection service, Project Shield, will be available to European news organizations that are vital to free and fair elections ahead of the European parliamentary elections this May. Project Shield allows sites to route traffic through a Google IP address, which uses a reverse proxy that identifies and filters malicious traffic. Google also announced it's done in-person security training for over 1,000 campaign and election officials, journalists, and people from election-related NGOs. Google will also require anyone running European election ads to verify being either a EU-based entity or citizen, as well as provide disclosures for who is paying for the ad. Google will also make an EU election ad transparency report available in the coming weeks, as well as a searchable ad library. Security researcher Oliver Huff tipped off TechCrunch that a server of customer data belonging to the data management startup Rubrik was online without password protection. The server was hosted on Amazon Elasticsearch and contained tens of gigabytes of customer names, contact information, and casework dating back to October 2018, and included customers like Deloitte, Shell, Amalgamated Bank, the UK's National Health Service, and Homeland Security. When alerted by TechCrunch, Rubrik took the server offline and stated that no customer-owned data was exposed. Apple reported Q4 earnings per share of $4.18 on revenue of $84.3 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $83.97 billion on earnings of $4.17 per share. iPhone revenue, which, as a reminder, does not break out unit sales anymore, came in at $51.98 billion versus analysts' expectations of $52.67 billion. Services pulled in $10.9 billion in revenue, increasing 29% on the year. Wearable, home, and accessory revenue, a new category for Apple, pulled in $7.31 billion on the quarter, growing 33% on the year, but slightly below analyst expectations. Overall, Apple saw quarterly revenue decline 5% on the year, the first time it's seen a decline on a holiday quarter since 2001. Apple pegged this decline exclusively on slowdowns in China, which saw an almost $5 billion decrease in revenue since last year. In other Apple news, The Information reports that Apple told content studios and networks involved in their forthcoming streaming service to be ready for a launch by mid-April, according to three sources, and is expected to be publicly available within weeks of that date. And for the record, no pricing or information on what the service will actually look like was part of the report. The PC version of the highly anticipated first-person shooter Metro Exodus is bypassing Steam and releasing exclusively on the Epic Games Store. The release on Epic will also see a price drop of $10 to $49.99, although this is for U.S. buyers only. The CEO of Deep Silver, the game's publisher, said the move reflects that Epic's generous revenue terms are a game changer that will allow publishers to invest more into content creation or pass on savings to the players. The company added, any customer with an outstanding pre-order for Metro Exodus on PC through any digital retailer will receive their game as expected. NVIDIA's Quadro virtual machine workstation will now be available in the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. The virtualized workstations will offer NVIDIA's high-end to mid-level cloud GPUs for high-performance computing applications. The benefit to users is that they only pay as needed while leaving the underlying infrastructure management to someone else, namely Microsoft Azure. The company believes that these virtual workstations will be of special interest to firms involved in architecture, entertainment, oil and gas, and manufacturing. And finally, Gmail is rolling out a new user interface based on Material Design Language for Gmail on Android and iOS in the coming weeks. Changes include shifting the user's profile picture to the right-hand side, attachments like photos and documents being visible in the main inbox view, switching between multiple Gmail accounts can now be done by tapping on the profile picture in the main screen, and a giant red warning sign will appear on emails that are suspected of phishing. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.